Now, what else I want to talk about is, this is the second episode. I call it the Autism Learning Discussion, ASD, which is the same initials as Autism Spectrum Disorder. Now, most of these things now this disease actually, which we call an ability, but this thing ranges from multiple different sectors. I mean, we got Asperger's, autism, and basically all of it ranges between like low functioning, mid functioning, high functioning. So it's like, I'm high functioning autism. And basically, no matter what stage you are, if you open up, get someone with autism to open up, they're basically the most intelligent person you'd ever meet based on, let's see here, what subject they want to learn about, who they're willing to communicate with, and what subjects they can learn about that connect to what they're already knowledgeable about. And we also love languages. We also love speaking other languages, meaning like, for me, I'm Spanish and Czech, Polish, and Greek. Yeah, we can handle multiple different languages on top of each other. And we even make our own different language so that it has its own rules. It has what to differentiate between male, feminine, male, female, and neuter, meaning a mix of both. And it says, like, what each letter is pronounced like, what it should be said like, and if there's any silent letters. So, autism basically stands for a functional miscue in the brain for socialism, for sociality. I don't even know how to say it. Social issues. Like, for example, for me, back before I even met my girlfriend, Diggy, or as you know her as Debbie Ryan, I was socially awkward with women. I didn't know how to speak to women properly without being, in their minds, provocative. So what was taught to me was, from all my basketball team, who were mostly women, and most teachers in my school that were women, and my family members. I have three sisters that have the same birthday as I do. And I have a mom, a stage mom, well, actually two stage moms. Hey, shout out to Kaylee Roca and Maria Cabrera. What's up? And I also have aunts, uncles. No, I have aunts. And I have grandmas. And I have stage and stage grandmas. I mean, the reason why I am in tuned to talk to women properly now is because, guess what? I have women surrounding me, teaching me the finer points of what a woman wants. And that's why I've been in a relationship for 17 years straight to this episode with a woman I've met in second grade in 1999. Now it's 2016. Guess what? We're still together, even though we're a long distance apart because of her work and my work. It's like, we still talk, we still love each other, and we will be forever together, as I predicted in my book series. We'll be together for basically 103 years. So what does that mean? That means that males with autism of any sort, guess what? You can learn to talk to the opposite gender without being provocative. You just gotta find your like best friends that are women, or teammates that are women, or basically a family member that is a woman that can teach you how to treat a woman like a gentleman. Now, with women who have autism, I found out from watching a show called Girl Meets World that women with autism, hence the look of, hence Smackle, Isadora Smackle, she can feel love. She can feel all that, but she doesn't basically blatantly show it to you because of her emotional closure that says, yo, I will show you love, but it'll be not what you're used to. And even when Farkle hugs Smackle, get this, Smackle says, I don't like this at all, because no matter man, woman, or dame, meaning man who looks like a woman or woman who looks like a man, get this. Anybody with autism hates being touched unless they're comfortable with that person. So as you see at the end, as you see on one of the scenes in Girl Meets World, dealing with autism, Farkle hugs Smackle. She says, I do not like this at all. And Farkle goes, I know. And Smackle keeps the conversation going and says, don't stop. And Farkle goes, okay. And she lets her guard down. She actually has her guard up, ready to block his hug from completely contacting her. So, what you need to learn about autism is, if you restrain a person, though, no matter man or woman or either gender, it's like we will not stand for it. We will think you're about ready to harm us in any way, whether you're family, friend, or lover. You restrain us in a aggressive manner, you're gonna get possibly decked in the face, or if we know how to handle it, you will get an untrustworthy look that says you're not gonna be trusted anymore. Another thing with autism is our logic is 95% right. 95% right. We're not perfect, like everyone else. We're not perfect. But our logic states that if you are talking about the subject we're learning and we know about, guess what? We're 95% correct on it to 100% correct on it. Because of the fact that, you know, we know all about the logic that says what we know about. And all you gotta do is accept it. Do not dislodge our logic and think you're always right. That's not right to our minds. We will say to you, shut up. We know what we're talking about. The other thing we need to tell you guys about autism is in the early stages of our growth, we will not talk to anyone unless that person is basically comfortable with us. We will not talk to that person because everyone in our heads is a stranger, except for the certain gender we connect with. Meaning, I connect with women. If you're a woman and you respect me, guess what? I will talk to you. I'll give you an example. The first time I met Diggy, I was 5. She walked into a Pizza Hut on Slocum Road in the Ames Plaza there. I fell completely in love with her at that first moment. So what I did was, I walked up to her as politely as I said. I said, and I pointed to my elbow and said, because I didn't know where my muscle was, and I didn't know how to pronounce muscle, because in my head, muscle was pronounced muscle. So I came up to her, I was like pointing to my elbow, and I said, "This is my muscle." And she pointed to her elbow as well and said, "Yo, this is my muscle as well." And that's how we became friends. And possibly teammates. And then we upgraded ourselves to teammates. Freewell Diamondbacks had a team for co-ed basketball stars. Both of us love basketball. And apparently, I was part of a team where I was the only man available. And every woman out there played basketball with me on the Diamondbacks. And apparently, when Diggy saw me shoot the winning shot, she came up to me after the game, kissed me on the lips, and said, "I love you." What that love meant was, we understood love. What that love meant was, I will be your partner and I will be your love in a non-sexual way. Meaning, everything that her and I could do together that would make us happy, we did. And we were in common of loving basketball and the military and singing. And writing, which means, take a look. Where are we now? I am doing a podcast. I love radio. And she is over in Seattle, Washington, rebooting her radio rebelness on Slam FM. So, basically saying that we're both doing what we love to do. Before, a couple of years before, I was acting and she was acting. All the way from a couple of years before, all the way back till the first time we got introduced to Radio Disney. Which me. Or Disney Channel, I mean, and Radio Disney. Because, I mean, guess what? We wanted to inspire the youth after us to say, okay, here's what you can do as a female for her part, and a female and male for my part. This is what you could do. And basically, we showed the youth that this is us, this could be you. And Ridgewood High and Wayne Central High gave us the opportunity to say, okay, we can inspire people by doing this. And look at us now. I'm inspiring you guys to live in a world where everyone is equal. And she is inspiring everyone to be yourself. Don't be someone you're not. And that's basically what we're trying to say in the what I'm trying to say in this episode. Autism is something that you can say, I have, and it's an ability, not a disability. Because look at the amazing stuff I'm doing with my autism. I'm saying, that I am predicting the future and seeing this future in a positive manner. And none of it's sci-fi delusion. Everything is what I think would happen. Two different things. And you can say to yourself, okay, so this guy is seeing a future where cars are in the air above a magnetic strip. Scientists will be like, that's a logical thing that could happen. And I mean, you could wear glasses saying that have actual apps on them that you're visioning in front of you with a microphone connected to your ear and pointing at your mouth saying that's connected to the phone on your glasses saying, Siri, open up such and such. And she will do that. And you can actually visualize everything you need on your phone. And then press a button on the right of your glasses or the left of your glasses lens and shut off the apps and bring it back to your original prescription glasses mode. And that's all coming. I can see it in my visions in this book. That's just the tip of the iceberg, though. When I get this thing published, these series published and typed, and you look at this future I am predicting from basically May 8th of 2016, which is coming up, to March 2nd, 2102, you will understand what I'm seeing. You will understand that this could be a possibility in our near fu in our future. And that's what autistic people do. They use the left side of their brain, the left side, and they activate this and show you a world of positivity. So basically, let's see here, you look at the music as well, the music industry, and you look at what autistic people listen to. I'll give you an example. Rowan Blanchard played autistic scientist who loved to jam to The Hive. What type of music is The Hive? Hard rock, heavy metal. So basically, let's see here. Autistic people look at hard rock and say, okay, I can concentrate, I can vent, I can be happy again, thanks to hard rock and heavy metal. Because guess what? Those singers connect with our people and say, if you're dealing with depression because someone broke up with you, guess what? Here's a song for you. Listen to a song called Misery Business by Paramore. That'll connect you right along. It's like she goes off in the first verse. I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. She got by it like an hourglass. It's ticking like a clock. I forgot the rest of the lyrics, but she's basically saying that the guy she wanted, she was a little too late for because of the fact that a woman with a prissy ass attitude says, okay, I'm gonna take him first for a ride in my world, which is basically all the nasty stuff that she can do for this man that she thinks that Hayley Williams can't do for him in the near future. So, let's see here. But at the end of the song, the third verse, she goes, I've watched his wildest dreams come true, and not one of them involving you. Just watch my wildest dreams come true. Not one of them involving. What is she saying there? She showed him that she is better than that woman who took him away from her and says, now we're in a long-lived relationship, and all I gotta do is thank you for showing him what is not proper in a woman, what is not swagged in a woman. So, and it's like, if you like, music that talks to you and says, okay, I'm going to be very, very uplifting today because of what I heard. And let's say you heard churches, my band, many churches, sing about, like, track 8 in Every Eye Open. That's called Downside of Me. Basically, what's talking about is the Lord coming to me and my sisters saying, you know, you're better than us. You can do something better than what you're doing now. And it changes our perspective and says, I believe, and tell myself to think forward. That verse stands for that I can say that I can change my entire world and think positively instead of thinking negatively. So, there's the difference between musics. Your music that I'm gonna say is different than the one I'm talking about is rap and hip-hop of the present day. What you hear in rap and hip-hop in the present day is 99% of rap and hip-hop, which is also known as pop music, is mainly about the bad choices in life. And some of the private stuff that is not supposed to be spoken about on radio, but they allow it. Because they're perverted. That's all I gotta say. They're perverted. They're sick-minded, and they want kids to follow this and basically get corrupt in the world today. But if you listen to techno EDM, hard rock, and alternative rock, they're not talking about that. What autistic people think is, in the world we live in today, there's only four channels that say, oh, I can relate to this and I can get better at what I'm doing and not get discouraged. And that those stations are, in my area, Radio Disney, K-Rock, 106.5, 100.9, 94.9, or whatever the other channels are. Alternative Buffalo. And basically, Guerrilla Radio, Saturdays at midnight on 94.1 The Zone. Those are the stations I would recommend listening to if you have autism, like me. Because guess what? They understand what we're going through. Like, let's say you had someone call you a racial slur. You listen to Five Finger Death Punch, I've given up on society, up on whatever they're saying, and it's like, you understand, it's like, the people today, most of them are racially suggestive. Like, they take only their race and no one else. in their circle. So you sing Five Finger Death Punch's song, wash it all away, and guess what? You feel like you're invincible, and nothing can bring you down, not even a racial slur. You are discriminated because of your gender for women. It's like, women, listen to this. You play Hailstorm, I Am the Fire, and then after that, play What a Girl Is by Dove Cameron. And finally, after that last one, play Sabrina Carpenter, all her songs. And you feel like, yo, I'm better than what the stereotype says. I can do what a man can do 99% of the time. And I'm so grateful that there's music like that out there. Because if there wasn't, and we were bombarded with the stupidity of the music that is on the most so-called popular stations, guess what? We'd be segregated still. We'd be put in stereotypes of stereotypes, and then losing all the people who we love to stereotypes. And our mentality would say, yo, certain people can't do certain things. And this is why in autism, when I'm watching Forged in Fire or most History Channel shows, guess what? I'm thinking to myself, they're stereotyping that a white man can only do the things that they're showing, except for American Pickers. So, and Counting Cars. American Pickers and Counting Cars says that women and men of any race can be appreciated in the world today because of what they've done. Every other show, Forged in Fire. Only a white man can be a blacksmith. Let's see here. What other shows were there? Oh, yeah. Top Gear. They're saying that only white men can host the show. And lastly, all the reality TV shows that you see that say on History Channel that white men can only host the show, that's stereotypical to me and most autistic people. Because guess what? We believe that women and men and dames of any race can do anything that they set their mind to. And there is a verse in Playing Dead that we sing that goes like this. No more distractions and no more stand still. I am chasing the skyline much more than you ever will. Basically what that means is we're breaking the stereotype down to nothing and rewriting the stereotype that anything that is not white man can do more than they can ever do. I mean, look at Steve Harvey. He has been ranked number one hostess in talk show and game show and reality show as well, for almost all of his career, because they trust him. And guess what he is? He's African American man. African American man. What does that say to you? What does that say to you? And then Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres. She is both lesbian and a woman. Guess what? She states that she can run a show about hot topics without being discriminated against because everyone knows her for her career. And she has come out of the woodwork and says, okay, I'm lesbian. And no one has hurt her in the process of social media. So, that stereotype, white men are better than anyone else in everything, is completely wrong. That's what my autistic thinking is. Okay?